Thank you so much, Stephen. I think I just want to add that we tend to document so well numbers of people displaced and impacted on by conflict. For example, the 65 million. We do not usually do so for those affected by natural hazards for a valid reason. And Jan yesterday was very clear, and I wouldn't want to paraphrase what he said, which was that for natural hazards, we have much more opportunities for volunteers. We have much more opportunities for community action, as put by the previous speaker on this. As a result, the cycle on preparedness, on mitigation, on response, on all the cycle of engagement is much, much better, a rallying call from the entire system, whether it is protagonists fighting together, government, humanitarians, it's much easier to come together. And as I said earlier, it provides a silver lining. It provides an opportunity to engage in responding to the far, far, far more complex conflict-related displacements that tend to be protracted and complex to find meaningful longer-term solutions. And so getting it right on natural hazards actions enables disproportionately in a positive sense to responding into getting to a virtuous cycle. That's how I would summarize. And the tension, as put by somebody in the region, on preparing for responding to conflict, protection measures, and IHL, I think is in line with what I said. We need to take advantage of the soft spot that fighting groups, including the violent extremist groups, adopt when we face floods, cyclones, droughts, even in getting into the underlying complex issues that populations already face. Thank you very, very much.